Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Driving in, I wasn't even thinking about Shedeur Sanders and Abdul Carter and all these conversations we had. But I was just thinking how these two teams, there is absolutely no way that they're not going to suck again next year. There's no way. There's nothing. All right, so free agency has happened.
Yeah.
The draft is going to happen. There isn't a scenario where these two teams next year are going to be any good. Talking about the draft now. Now, because even if they draft Shedeur Sanders at number 3 and he ends up eventually being a good player, he's not going to play this year.
No, not at least for half the season, for sure.
So it's just, we are...
Yes and no.
We're getting ready for a draft in a week just to set up ourselves up for another miserable season.
Yes, but there are miserable seasons, there are bad records, and there are bad records. And there are ways you can lose to where you look like a better, more competent football team. The Jets were boring to watch last year. Offensively, they couldn't do a goddamn thing, and the Giants couldn't score touchdowns. And it was a hard watch. You remember that? I mean, you sat there and you did the sidelines with me and Boomer and Phil for that Giants.
God.
The Giants couldn't move the football aside from one or two drives, and it was a bad product. Now, their schedule is going to be brutal, I believe, with the opponents they have. So I agree with you. We might be sitting here with another 6-11 football team. I don't disagree with that, and I'm sure the Jets won't be very good either in terms of record. But you can at least start to look the part and start to look like you're making strides. And maybe instead of losing games, I don't know, 27-9 with 3 kick field goals because you can't get in the damn end zone, maybe you're losing games because Russell Wilson is hitting Malik Nabers down the sideline for touchdowns here and there, and maybe they're losing games 34-28. And it's at least an entertaining product. So I agree with you. It ain't going to be a great season for either team. But I think it can be a stepping stone to what they need to be. And that would be step one, look like an NFL team.
Yeah, but the biggest thing when it comes to a stepping stone to like going forward is having someone you believe could be your starting quarterback for many years to come. Like all of these teams that get excited about finally turning the corner that have been bad for so long, it's when they get the good quarterback. And you're not going to have that with either one of these teams at this point, at least for not in 2025, the 2025 season, because Justin Fields, like, he stinks. He cannot throw the ball. And I understand he's young, and it's better to have like a younger guy that maybe can have a little bit of potential. And you think, like, oh, he'll wake up like Sam Darnold. But, I mean, Sam Darnold could throw the ball. Justin Fields can't throw the ball. I mean, he got benched at 4-2.
He did.
Because of the way that he looked at the position. So that's going to get even worse offensively. They won't draft a quarterback this year, which I don't even know if they should or not.
I don't know that. Until we get to the end of next weekend, and forget Saturday and Sunday, really Thursday and Friday, at least for me. Yeah, sure, you can find a Brock Purdy from time to time, like once in a lifetime. But most of the good quarterbacks come in the first couple of rounds. I know there are some outliers for sure, but most of them are in the first two rounds. Let's see where we're sitting next Friday night. Because, so much conversation has gone into the Giants with the quarterback. I don't think enough conversation has gone into the Jets needing a quarterback. And I do think that there's scenarios where the Jets could end up with a guy that potentially could be the starter midseason.
Yeah, and, you know, this whole Aaron Glenn, Darren Mooji, this new type of philosophy that they have, and I don't even know if Woody Johnson is saying this after all the Aaron Rodgers hype that ended up blowing up in his face, but, you know, this is the way we like it. No one's talking about us. We're in the shadows and we're working. Like, that sounds great if you come out of that thing and you end up winning, and then you could look back and say, hey, remember when it wasn't about hype? We were just, you know, compiling great players, and now, look, we're a playoff team. But if you don't, it's even worse, because at some point when Aaron Rodgers was coming here, you know, most of the fan base was excited.
Mm-hmm.
And you had season ticket sales, jersey sales. They were happy for at least a few moments. And that type of excitement around an organization, you know, helps the business of the organization. Now, of course, it didn't work out, and that sucks, and it makes the fans feel even worse. But just for a little bit of time, there was some energy and some juice around the team. Now you've got these guys, you don't even know what the hell they're doing.
Right.
No one's talking about them. None of them have ever had these jobs before in their life. And so you better come out, and this team better look like a bunch of ass whoopers, even if you're losing games, because all this crap you're talking about, the type of team that you're going to be, because no one's excited about it. You've got two guys here. You know, there's different levels of fans we have here at WFAN. There's certain guys that are just as nutso as they were when they were 13 years old. You know, a guy like Evan Roberts, a guy like Mike Fliegelman, a guy like Pete Hoffman. Those are guys I'm going to throw in there. Both Pete Hoffman and Mike Fliegelman, independently of one another, have decided they're not rooting for the Jets this
year.
I've
heard, yes.
And I believe them.
I do too.
Like, these guys aren't like goofy radio bit guys. They're just sports guys who want to work here.
Yep.
Neither one of them want to root for their team anymore.
Let me ask you this. We're sitting here next Friday night, next Thursday night.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Let's say Shador Sanders falls to 7, the Jets take him. Is there now not an excitement around that team?
Yeah, there is, but they're not going to take him. I am fully convinced that they're not going to take Shador Sanders.
This is what I don't understand. Why?
Here's why. Because, one, they're just, no matter who walks in that building, they're all idiots, all right? And number two, what I just said, where we're doing everything in the shadows. We're over here. We're concocting our plan behind closed doors. Now they're going to bring in the most controversial, for whatever goddamn reason, Shador Sanders, who I don't even think is that controversial. They're going to bring in that guy? No, Woody Johnson's probably thinking, I just went through a circus with Aaron Rodgers. I don't want to start another one with Shador Sanders, even though that's a stupid way of looking at
it. It's a stupid way to look at it.
But that's the way they're going to look at it.
Because it's not, I understand the whole business of doing things stealthily, which is a big word we've heard this offseason, and they've been quiet, and they're going about their business. drafting an exciting player in the first round of the draft is not opposite of that philosophy. It's drafting an exciting player in the first round of the draft.
I mean, they're going to draft an offensive lineman whose name we won't be able to pronounce for the first couple of weeks. That's what it's going to be. Like, that's, and that's that guy, Membo, and, right? Membo?
Membo, I believe.
Membo,
right?
Membo.
I believe so. And I understand if you're building a football team, building inside out is not a bad strategy. What I'm saying is, off your conversation about Justin Fields and the Jets not really having a quarterback right now. Now, the Giants do, from the standpoint of if you need a quarterback this season, they do have an upgrade from last year. I mean, whether you like Russell Wilson or not, he's better than Daniel Jones. He's better than anything else they really had, and he plays the games. He doesn't get hurt all that much. He'll be out there every week if you need him, and I do think they'll score points. That's going to be great. The other thing about the Jets, too, gee, you talk about, you know, at least with the Giants, they have to deal with the Eagles and the Commanders four times. And yeah. I know they've owned Washington in the past, but not last year, not with Jaden Daniels. So those are four games. The Cowboys always give them trouble. So inside their own division is going to be difficult, let alone their out-of-conference or out-of-division schedule. The Jets are dealing with, in the AFC East, if they can find any competency from the quarterback position and play relatively well, you're dealing with the Dolphins, who right now are a mess with the whole Tyreek Hill stuff. They're looking to trade Jalen Ramsey, and Tua can't stay healthy. Who knows what they are? And Mike McDaniel's on the hot seat. You've got the Patriots, who, I don't know, are they going to be anything this year? I don't think so, but
no,
who knows?
Probably another year away.
So if you're a Jet fan, if you got, and I agree with you, they'll probably take an offensive lineman, but if you ended up with someone that you believe can be the quarterback of the future for this team in a division that is not like the NFC East, I think there's hope for the Jets. Quietly or not, I think there's hope for the Jets.
I hope that they could potentially make the playoffs.
How about just be a good football team, and we'll see where that lends us in December. Does that mean the playoffs? I don't know. Sometimes you can go 10-7 and not make the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that Robert Saleh got crushed or didn't get crushed for enough was early on in his career, and this would rear its ugly head later in his career too, he looked completely overmatched by other coaches.
Agreed.
In the first half of games. Like, it's like the other coach knew exactly how to exploit the Jets, and he had no idea how to combat that, and the team just wasn't prepared. And a lot of that is because he was a first-time head coach. So, like, I'm expecting a lot of that from Aaron Glenn as well.
God, I hope not.
I mean, that's what I'm expecting, because it takes some time. So, the Jets got some players. They got some players. Okay, they got some players from a general manager that the owner started taking away responsibility from and then fired. And also, these guys haven't been the same since their rookie year. Like Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson. Are those guys really that good? Is the Jets defense stocked with talent? We sat here all last year and talked about how overrated they were.
Yeah, because there were certainly some games, even though the offense wasn't doing enough, or I shouldn't say that. They weren't doing a lot. They were doing enough to put them in position to win games, and the defense didn't get stops.
I mean, it's just insane. Like, and, you know, if you talk to anybody in any other football market and you ask their opinion of the Jets and Giants making the playoffs, they'll laugh in your face. But we sit here because we, you know, dissect every single position in and out, try to find a way to make them look relevant or maybe they could win. But it's just they're neither one of them are going to be any good.
See, I don't have that. I don't have that expectation. My expectation of this, of both of these teams, is to look like NFL teams this year. That's my expectation. And hopefully this is part one of a, I don't know if rebuild is the right way, but they're way back to relevancy in the league. Because I'm with you. I don't want to sit here in September and have the Jets and the Giants be a combined 1-7 and struggle to score and be boring doing it as well.
I mean, just think about if they don't draft a quarterback, the Giants. And, you know, they could be somewhere later. Like I said, I really like the idea of sitting Jalen Milroe and really working with him and then seeing what he has maybe, you know, a year later. But that would be exciting, the way he plays football. But if they don't draft a quarterback, and it's Russell Wilson, who's old and deteriorated through the course of the season last year, Jameis Winston, who is basically a walking meme at this point, and Tommy DeVito, who is, you know, a fan favorite, but he's still Tommy DeVito, and him actually winning games cost them Jaden Daniels, which is crazy. But anyway, those are the three guys you have, and you're 1-7.
I
mean, just think about that.
I don't see
with
any
zero future.
I don't see any scenario they don't draft a quarterback.
My God.
In the first two rounds. Because I don't want to hear about, I love when people are like, they're going to find their quarterback. It might come in the third or fourth round. Yeah, you know how many quarterbacks get drafted in third and fourth round that don't have an NFL career because they're not NFL good?
Yeah, I don't like that. So that's exactly. And I've said this, but we talked about this last week when Boomer was out. I don't like the idea of
if you don't think that the top two guys are your franchise quarterback, the quarterback of the future, but then you draft one at 31 and right. trade back. What's the same goddamn thing? You want that guy to be, those guys aren't good enough to be your future to draft him at three, but this guy is?
Right.
Because you draft him in the first round, top of the second round, you expect him to start at some point.
You would certainly think so.
But that's why the only guy that I would get excited about, just because from a talent standpoint, it's undeniable, is Milroe. That's it. And I'm not saying that he's gonna work out. He could be very much like Anthony Richardson. But Anthony Richardson was thrown into the fire immediately. And that cannot happen with Milroe, no matter wherever he goes.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients. And that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.